All right, here at NAFB this morning, talking with Ryan Weston of the American Sugar Alliance, a little bit about the Farm Bill. First of all, Ryan, how's the sugar market going in general right now? What's new in the sugar market, and what direction is that in?
Well, unfortunately for us, sugar price has been down 50% over the last 18 months, so we're one of the only crops that's seen this massive fall back to historic lows. To put this in perspective, corn prices would have to be about $2 for people to understand how bad our sugar prices are. So we've really been affected by that. We're probably going to be in an over-surplus situation for another 2 or 3 years, unfortunately for us. Our prices have basically been driven down because of huge imports from Mexico. They're at all-time highs. Even though the Mexican government owns 20% of their market, they are able to send as much sugar as they want north, and that's really swamped us and hurt us greatly in the markets.
Yeah, that's not good. What do you guys looking for? I know farm bill is a really hot topic right now. And what are you guys kind of looking for out of the farm bill to help with the sugar industry and with that market to raise that back up?
Well, obviously, the farm bill is our number one priority at all times. That is our 1, 2, and 3 most important priorities that we deal with. You know, our sugar program, like all other farm programs, are wrapped up into this farm bill. We did a one-year extension last year. Unfortunately for us, sugar cane is a crop where you plant it and you get 4 or 5 years of production out of that. So we are on a 4 or 5 year production scale. We don't switch in and out of crops every year. We are in this for the long haul. And so when we're doing 1 year extensions of farm bills, when we go to our bankers and our lenders and the farm credit system, we can't make long-term plans without long-term farm bills. So what we're asking the Congress to do is try to get this done by the end of the year. Give us certainty. Let USDA have time to explain changes in the programs. Our program's quite simple. It was basically no cost for over a decade. Last year, because of all the oversupplied sugar from Mexico, we had our first cost in 12 years. We hope that doesn't happen again. You know, most crops can't say that they have a program that's no cost to the government. We are very proud that this is the first time in 12 years that we've had a cost, but we hope that moving forward we don't have a cost again for many, many years, but we've got to have the farm bill done and completed so that we can go back out there and give our farmers certainty. And what's a little different for us is most of our refineries, 100% of the beet factories are owned cooperatively by the farmers, and almost 90% of the sugarcane refineries in the United States have cooperatives or family-owned business structures that run them as well.
That's a really interesting piece of information, actually. I didn't actually know that before you just told me that. I know with the farm bill, there's a lot about foreign subsidies, too, that outside of that. And what's kind of going on with that as an issue?
I think that's absolutely a great question. You know, we sit here every day. We have as simple as a program as we have. We basically have told Congress we only have a sugar program because all of the other countries that produce sugar have some form of sugar program. In a perfect world, we would not need our program. Unfortunately, it's not a perfect world, and you know, you have to be realistic about what you're up against. As I said, you know, Mexico's sugar production, it's 20% owned by the government. And we've actually had reports that they're going to make a payment to their cane growers for the first time in years because the market's been so bad. But then you also look at countries like Brazil. They're spending about $2.5 billion a year helping their farm programs. A lot of that happens to be their sugarcane industry. Countries like China work very hard at making sure they have production. You know, so for us, we want the lowest cost program possible, but we are also realistic that every other country we're dealing with has some type of sugar support system. The EU, China, India, everyone that produces sugar has some type of system.
Right. And what specifically is the American Sugar Alliance doing to engage and combat and try to get the farm bill done by the end of this year so that we can, you know, as a farming industry, as an agriculture industry, so that we can move on and get that 5-year plan instead of just these 1-year farm bills?
Well, for the last 3 years, you know, we started, you know, basically with a very simple plan. Our goal was basically continue our current sugar program, keep it as simple as possible. We didn't go in and ask for more big changes. We wanted to work with all of the other farm groups. You have to have a farm bill that works for all farm groups. So we try to work with all the other farm organizations around the country and in Washington, D.C. to make sure that we're all working toward a long-term goal of getting the bill done. And we know it's hard, but the farm bill is one of the only pieces of legislation that came in under budget, was cutting funds. You know, it did everything that people want to hear about. You know, you're trying to come within the budget parameters that everyone around the country is worried about. And, you know, I think it's great that basically farmers were doing their part to do that, and we'll just keep working with all the other farm organizations and members of Congress to try to get a farm bill done by the end of the year.
Absolutely, that's really crucial. Again, talking with Ryan Weston here at NAFB with the American Sugar Alliance. Thanks, Ryan.
Absolutely.